Earlier this year, reporter John McChesney was embedded with the Minnesota National Guard unit in Iraq. The soldiers recently learned that they'll spend at least 4 extra months in Iraq because of the president's troop surge. By the time they return this summer, the Minnesota troops will have been gone nearly 2 years. Last week, John went to Minnesota to talk with some military families to see how they've been holding up as they wait.
We drove nearly 700 miles across the still, frozen state, visiting with members of 7 families. 2 families lived in St. Paul, the rest on farms and in small towns scattered around the southern half of the state. Their soldiers should have been home this week. Most supported the war at the beginning, some still do, but they all felt that the extension was unfair, and most felt that sacrifice for this war has been spread unevenly, that most Americans just continue to go about buying their iPods, as one wife put it. Major General Larry Shelateau is the head of Minnesota's National Guard.
I think it was actually a deliberate policy to keep the American people as out of this as much as possible, so they're not inconvenienced. I think the American people are involved because they are stressed because we have a war. Now, to most families who have a deployed soldier, you don't know what stress is.
Mary Franco has 2 boys, and she says even close friends don't quite get it.
They don't wake up in the morning and have it in their face. This is not Vietnam. This is not World War II, where everybody sacrificed.
Stress on mothers can reach down into the most mundane levels of life. Mary Franco and Daisy Pellant, mother of 4, explain.
I got to the point before I left for work that I literally kind of patted my chest, got a shirt, patted my, thighs. I'm fully dressed.
That's
because
all.
You're so tired.
I was thankful when you and I compared. So how many showers do you get a week? For somebody who loves the long shower and then put on the lotion and a little powder. And here we are, we're like, okay, I'm lucky if I get 2 a week.
No pity parties here. These moms and others I met maintain their sense of humor in spite of the difficulty of watching kids grow up without their dads, having to explain why birthdays have been missed, why there's a war on. I doubted I could do the same.
NPR's John McChesney with the Minnesota National Guard.